There's lots of those comments and views to get. I want to get to my next guest now, though, because the Minister for Higher Education, Research, Innovation and Science, Simon Harris, is in Tralee this morning to launch the Munster Technological University Strategic Plan for the next 5 years. He'll also be in Mona Valley, Tralee, in the campus of Kerry College, and also in Listowel a little bit later on. And the Minister for Higher Education, Simon Harris, is with us on the line. Minister Harris, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Now, can you first of all talk to me about what you're announcing this morning? You're developing, or you're giving a lot of money, or this government's giving a lot of money to the Kerry ETB to develop a new apprenticeship and training building, 3.7 million. That's in Tralee. You'll also be giving out about nearly 5 million euros, I understand, to purchase an upgrade, extending a building purchase by the ETB in Listowel as well. Can you outline exactly both those two plans, first of all?
I can indeed. Look, I'm delighted to be back in Kerry today. I think it's my third visit in about a year, and there's really good work going on down here in relation to further and higher education. Today's announcements are really a very big investment in further education, training and apprenticeships in both Tralee and in Listowel. As you correctly say, Jerry, in Tralee today we're giving the go-ahead for really a multi-million euro expansion to the Mona Valley campus. What you're going to see is the development of a new building, and the new building is going to be about 21,000 square feet. And what it's going to do is massively facilitate the expansion of apprenticeships in carpentry, in joinery, and electrical apprenticeships. It will see, when it's completed, you'll actually see 358 apprentices and learners being trained annually in the new building. As I say, it'll expand carpentry, joinery, electrical and plumbing apprenticeships. It will also have a facility, which I think is really important in terms of renewable energy, a facility to upskill people who are already working in these areas on things like insulation of solar panels, hot water systems, heat pumps, and passive house retrofitting. So that's the investment in Tralee, and we're excited about that one. And then on into Listowel, where perhaps it's even more significant, because as you and your listeners will know, up until recently, Listowel, from a College of Further Education point of view, has had to share a campus with a secondary school. And what we're doing today is making sure that we can actually have a standalone College of Further Education, Kerry College presence in Listowel in the Business Development Centre. So what we're authorising today is, again, upgrading of a building that has been purchased by Kerry ETB, but also the development of a new build as well. And what this will effectively do is, there's 150 learners in Listowel at the moment in Kerry College. This will provide facilities to be able to have 300 learners and apprentices, and we'll also see an ability to make more apprenticeship programs available in Listowel. So that's a quick summary.
Yeah, and you're aiming things at those sort of apprenticeships, like for what we need electricians, we need plumbers, we need carpenters and joiners. We also need people who are able to install solar panels, hot water systems, heat pumps, and passive house retrofitting operators. So all of that is in that direction, I'd imagine.
Yeah, look, this is exactly right. I mean, obviously, debates around housing and debates around climate are probably the two biggest societal issues we face, along with obviously cost of living. The way you make really big progress on housing and indeed on climate is we need to make sure we train enough people to work in these areas. We haven't been. And one of the real aims of my department and my own personal ambition is to make sure in every town, in every county like Kerry, we can train enough people, and also that we can get the message out there culturally that there's so many opportunities now for well-paid, decent jobs in the trades, in the apprenticeship. And I think today is an example of that by bringing literally a multi-million euro investment to both Tralee and to Listowel.
One of your big challenges, though, has been what's happened over the last 18 months. More than 7,000 apprentices waiting up to 18 months to access classroom-based training. They couldn't get into the classrooms to finish those modules. You're trying to deal with the intake of it now. Where are you in trying to solve that problem, the bottleneck system that we've had?
Yeah, no, it's a very fair point, and you know, I don't want to blame COVID, but it is a reality of COVID, because for a significant period of time, obviously education moved online, whereas when you're an apprentice, you actually need to be in a training centre, you need to be in a workshop. The investments that we're announcing today, specifically in Tralee, actually is part of the plan to really help make big progress with that, because what we're doing is hugely increasing the number of workshops. So, for example, in Kerry, in Tralee now, as a result of this investment, you'll be able to provide an additional three intakes per year under emergency measures, so more people will be able to come in each and every year. We are making very good progress. When I say we, I should say the ETVs, and thank them for the work that they're doing. At the moment, there's about 5,000 people waiting across the country, but they have the money and they have the plan now to basically eradicate that waiting list. I think by the end of the year, it'll be significantly improved, and it should disappear over the course of 2023. It's literally a matter of catching up after COVID.
That is the situation. Speaking about catching up, this was one of the themes of the Fianna Fáil Ardbeg show over the weekend. The Taoiseach, in his speech, said housing is the single most important social issue facing our country. He said that a day after we had record numbers of people in homelessness. 10,805 people across the country, with charities warning they face an ominous winter. The second record figure in a row, the previous peak of 10,568 recorded in July. If it's the most important project, and you've been in power a couple of years now as this government, you're clearly failing.
Well, we clearly need to do a lot more, and we clearly need to do it as quickly as humanly possible. I mean, this is genuinely, cost of living is obviously a major problem at the moment, but we're going to get through that together as a country. Housing is the biggest societal issue we face. There's no one easy way of coming at it. We have to come at it from every single way. I mean, that's in my department, that's why we have to make sure we have enough tradespeople, enough apprentices. It's why we have to make sure that we're providing support for people who are renting. And that's why in the budget last week, we announced a new tax relief. Any renter getting €500 off their rent this year and again next year, and that's per renter, not per house. It's why we're rolling out schemes like the Help to Buy scheme. Some political opponents wanted to abolish it. We've extended it for another 2 years because it's already helped 32,000 people buy their first home. So we are going to reach our housing targets this year.
Are we? That wasn't the warning that Cabinet got last week, apparently, that the targets may not be met.
I believe that was in relation to concerns about future years and the likes. I'm not a member of the Cabinet Committee on Housing, but the figures for housing, for all, I was looking at them over the weekend, I think there's over 24,000 homes due to be delivered this year. That target will be met. And crucially, in relation to social housing now, we have significantly increased funding for social housing in the budget too. I suppose what I'm saying here, Gerry, is that we have to come at this from every single possible way. We have to come at it in terms of supply, we have to come at it in terms of affordability, and we won't be found wanting, we aren't being found wanting in relation to this, but it's a hugely, hugely challenging situation.
Yeah, it is, and I would agree with your point. I think most people listening would agree that you have to do a number of different things. It's a multifactorial problem. It's a throwback and a hangover from the economic crash and from what local authorities had stopped doing and what they're trying to start doing again. However, you're making all those arguments at a time when, you know, Sinn Féin, the latest political poll, 37% increasing their lead over Yee and Fianna Fáil by 1 point. Are you losing the argument? You're running out of time. You're saying we're going to get there. But the public are telling you, through their support for Sinn Féin, that they trust them more now on housing than they trust Yee.
Well, let's see, because you're right. I read opinion polls too. Politicians, they say they don't. I generally don't believe them. But there is about two and a half years to go to the next election. This is going to be about delivery. It's also, though, going to have to be about an equal scrutiny of opposition policies as we get closer to the election. So it's very, very, very easy to exploit a major crisis for political advantage. It's very easy to suggest there's one or two easy things that you could do in the morning and everything would magically be fixed. But it's also very disingenuous. This is a challenge that took personally on this, personally deploying every ounce of effort that he has and bringing all ministers together. We have a massive plan now in housing for all, a huge level of funding, €4 billion a year. You know, if it was easy, it would be fixed by now. It's not easy. And I certainly look forward to, as we get closer to the election, debating Sinn Féin on these issues, because, you know, they say a lot of things, but sometimes the numbers don't add up. In Dublin alone, they've objected to more than 6,000 homes being built. We just don't have the luxury of objecting to homes being built when we're in the middle of a housing emergency. They promise a 1 month rent back for everybody, but then actually the figures don't add up on that. They didn't allocate any money for homeless services in their alternative budget this year. So look, we'll have a chance to have that scrutiny, but my priority right now is delivery.
I'd imagine their idea would be to have fewer people needing homeless services, more people in houses, and one of the criticisms of their plans...
Right now, this winter, Gerry, you have to provide...
Sure. I understand. One of the criticisms of Sinn Féin's plan, Eoghan Brin's plan, is where are we going to get the labour to be able to build all the houses and to ramp up the way they say they'll ramp up it when they get into power straight away. One of my listeners listeners puts the point to you, and it's along those lines. Good to see Minister Harris announcing all these extra training spaces. Are these being financed by the Australian and Canadian governments? Because of not being able to buy a house, these trained up labourers and apprentices will be heading to use their skills in those two countries. So that underlines, I suppose, the crisis that we're in at the moment.
It does, Gerry. Now, of course, and I hate to bring facts into the debate, but facts don't bear out that listener's comments, because if you actually look at the situation in relation to migration, more Irish people returned to this country last year than left it. So we actually are seeing net migration, not just of people in general coming to Ireland, but actually of Irish people returning. We do need to, and I'm certainly not laying this at your listener's door, not at all, but I mean, this narrative that sometimes people want to put out about this country being a failed state. This country has an awful lot going for it. We have a major housing challenge, and we're going to get on top of it. We're going to say to the young people of this country, help us build the homes. That's why we're providing opportunities through apprenticeships, through trades. It's why we're changing the CAO website, so we're not just presenting younger people with university options, but also really putting up in lights further education and training. And it's why we're investing in it like we never have before. But there is a degree of chicken and egg here. We need more people to build more homes.
We do.
And that's what we're trying to do.
Undoubtedly. But at the moment, we still have the situation, even aside from being able to buy a house, people can't even rent a house at the moment. The queues that we see for available places and the frustration that's there. And look, Ireland isn't alone, and no one's saying it's alone in having problems in the housing market. But ours seems to be particularly acute, particularly stubborn. And the feeling is your plans have not worked. So you're saying stick with us for another 2 years. They will work. Is that what you're telling the listeners?
I'm saying they need to work for more people, and we need to do more, but they also are working for people. I mean, there's 32,000 people, first-time buyers in homes today, who managed to get the deposit for that home through a Help to Buy scheme, where we helped give them back some of their tax so they could put down a deposit. There are people getting the keys of social houses in counties right across Ireland today and every day as we really ramp up social housing and have the largest social housing project underway. And there's an awful lot going on, but let me not be in any way flippant here. If you need a home today, this is an absolute emergency and help can't come quickly enough, and I fully get that. And I should just say this in relation to student accommodation. I have a very active role to play. I'm conscious I'm going to be visiting MTU. You now have a university in Kerry. Kerry's a university county, but you don't have student accommodation. I've changed the rules now to allow technological universities access state borrowing to build student accommodation. I've met members of the governing authority of MTU and they're working, I know, on putting plans together.
Yeah.
We won't be found wanting in making that happen too, because I think student accommodation can actually provide a relief valve for the rental market in general if we can take students out of, let's say, private rented accommodation, free that up for families and others, and provide students with affordable.
And I know that's a stated ambition now of the MTU to get involved in that five-year plan. What would you like to see in that plan? And a big question, and there was concerns outlined after the budget by the universities in Ireland that the funding won't be there to meet these plans. It's a five-year plan. There's a lot of development there, both in Cork and Kerry and MTU. Will the funding be there to meet those plans, not just the housing ones, but funding for higher education and MTU to develop?
It will. I mean, look, there's a couple of people probably sore in the sector that I didn't put every cent of new money into the universities, that I decided actually money had to go into further education, training and apprenticeship. So every cent I put into a university, I put in a matching cent to further education, training and apprenticeships, and I think that's key. I also don't believe it's right to just invest in universities and not invest in the students in terms of the cost of education. And that's why for the first time in 27 years, I'm very pleased that we've reduced the college registration fee. Student in Kerry, any parent in Kerry who's paid the €3,000 registration fee will get €1,000 back before Christmas, and if they haven't paid the fee in full, they'll get €1,000 off. Every student in Kerry who gets a student grant will get a double payment in December, and every student's grant will rise by 10% in January. And in relation to MTU specifically, I mean, we're working with them now, and there is funding in place to deliver the new STEM building, Science, Technology, Engineering building on the North Campus. This is going to increase their capacity by 440 students. We're seeing the development of a learning resource centre, which is due to start in 2024. The STEM building is due to commence construction early next year as well. And they've also received 18.75 million to upgrade what's called the 1974 building at Cork. So we do a little bit for Cork as well, Jerry, as well as looking after
That's
Kerry.
That's allowed.
There's a lot, because obviously this is operating for the whole region. But if you look at those three projects between the STEM building, the Learning Resource Centre, and the 1974 building, you're talking about very, very significant investment going in. And crucially, you're talking about more people being able to access a college education in County Kerry. And I think that's so important for regional development.
Final brief question on the political side of things. We're heading into a reshuffle. Your party leader will be taking over as Taoiseach of the country again. Are you happy where you are?
I'm always happy. I'm always happy to be here working on these issues as a new week begins on a Monday morning. I'm loving the job that I'm doing. I'm working as hard as I possibly can. Where you serve, and indeed if you serve, is a matter always for your party leader. And I'm honoured to serve, and I've never shirked a challenge. I didn't in health, and I don't in this role either. So we'll see what the coming weeks bring. But right now, my focus is 100% on this job.
Okay, Minister for Higher Education, Simon Harris, thanks very much for talking to us in the programme this morning. There you go, that's Minister for Higher Education, Simon Harris, announcing both those two developments today, particularly in the area of further education for the Kerry Education and Training Board, €3.7 million, develop a new training building at the site of Kerry College, Mona Valley Campus, and €4.9 million, almost €5 million, to upgrade and extend the building in the Cleaver Industrial Estate in Listowel, to enable a Kerry College Centre.